if it's Evie, and I apologize, or Evie, Rodway.
Evie.
It's Evie? Okay. And did you have a PowerPoint?
No, I don't.
You did not. Okay, then I will go ahead and start your time. Thank you.
Thank you. Good afternoon. My name is Evie Rodway, and I am the Public Policy Specialist for the Canadian Cancer Society, Alberta Northwest Territories Division. Thank you for the opportunity to speak today. The Canadian Cancer Society is very concerned about the non-essential use of potentially cancer-causing pesticides on public and private property within the city of Edmonton. As such, we applaud you for recognizing the seriousness of this issue. I would like to begin with a clarification of terms. The Society differentiates pesticide use as non-essential or essential. Use is deemed essential if it is for the purpose of preserving public health, for example, preventing the proliferation of West Nile virus, or for water sanitation. We are advocating for the prohibition of non-essential pesticide use, or uses of pesticide that offer no countervailing health benefit. In reviewing this report, the arguments against prohibiting pesticide use come as no surprise. However, what is notable is the absence of any reference to the potential health risks associated with pesticide exposure. Thus, it is our belief that the report fails to place sufficient importance on the very reason this discussion is being held today. Specifically, page 4, which outlines the implications of pesticide restrictions, cites a potential increase in field slip and trip injuries. However, no mention is made of the potential health risks linked to pesticide exposure. Pesticides have been linked to brain, lung, pancreatic, breast, prostate, stomach, and kidney cancer, as well as leukemia and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. They've also been associated with reproductive issues such as infertility and fetal death, as well as neurological abnormalities. And we cannot dismiss acute health implications such as asthma, poisonings, and death. In the U.S., this month, 2 infants died from exposure to fumitoxin, a rodenticide that had been applied by a trained applicator. Fumitoxin pellets are registered for use in Canada. The report also mentions intentions to screen the city's most commonly used pesticides for possible, probable, and known carcinogens. However, there is already a significant and growing body of evidence linking pesticides to cancer. This evidence includes peer-reviewed studies from World Health Organizations, the World Health Organization International Agency for Research on Cancer, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, and the U.S. National Toxicology Program, which has classified a number of active ingredients in pesticides as reasonably anticipated to be a human carcinogen. After a complete review of the literature, the Canadian Cancer Society, the leading authority on cancer in the country, has concluded that pesticides as a group of chemicals are all possible carcinogens, hence the reason I am before you today. We are living amidst a cancer epidemic. Although part of the crisis can be attributed to a growing and aging population, it is not the only explanation. For example, it does not account for why 5 times more men and women get brain cancer in America than in Japan, nor does it explain why rates of testicular cancer in men under age 40 have risen 50% in one decade in most industrial nations, or why women of Generation X are twice as likely to get breast cancer as their grandmothers did. In other words, we would be remiss to ignore the role environmental exposures are having on our health, and we would be negligent not to take immediate steps to eliminate unnecessary exposure to all possible carcinogens, including pesticides. The Canadian Cancer Society has formulated its position based on the precautionary principle, which states, when activity raises threat of harm to human health or the environment, precautionary measures should be taken to eliminate the risk to human health, even if some cause and effect relationships have not yet been fully established. As put by Deborah Davis, PhD and professor of epidemiology, if we insist on proof that humans have already been harmed, then we are treating people like experimental animals in a vast and largely uncontrolled study. Currently, public policy protects 80% of Canadians from non-essential pesticide exposure. Edmontonians deserve the same. Our request today is that City Council proceed with a draft bylaw prohibiting the use of pesticides for non-essential purposes. We also request that the crux of this issue, which is health, remains at the forefront of all further discussions, and that the appropriate health authorities, including the Canadian Cancer Society, are part of the drafting process. Thank you.